Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning, this is Pat Council, and this is Financial Friday on Designing Your Life Today. Now, all week long, we've been talking about or sharing information about different aspects of self-awareness. And what better way to kind of end the week than to talk about your financial awareness in terms of how do you deal with financial wounds? And that's the topic for our Financial Friday show today, is dealing with financial wounds. I'm going to give you 3 steps for actually dealing with your financial wounds that could make you more aware as to why you're not allowing your prosperity to flow as it relates to the income side of prosperity. And after listening to this, what I encourage you to do is really to do some self-examination, because that's really what self-awareness is all about. It's about taking the time to become more what? Self-aware. And as we end this week I didn't give you a lot of power-up journal sheets to download or anything like that on our website, but you can still go to our website. If you have any questions about anything that you've heard this week, you can go right there to our homepage, and you'll see the little microphone, and it will allow you to leave us a voicemail. And if you leave us a voicemail with your question, if your question is chosen, then you're going to get a gorgeous, colorful t-shirt from me, and it's going to say Do Life with Power or Built by Design to Win. And those are really nice t-shirts. You guys, I think you'll enjoy them. And they feel good. They're soft. So anyway, okay, guys, you know, it's good for guys too. So we're going to order a man t-shirt for the guys, so it's not so soft. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about dealing with financial wounds, because when you become self-aware, you want to be self-aware all the way, let's say, all across the board, all the way around. You want to be operate in the concept of wholeness. And as human beings, we're whole unless we do something to make ourselves become fragmented. For example, debt is something that can cause us to feel fragmented or not feel that wholeness that we need to feel. So that's why I wanted to talk about dealing with financial wounds, because when you can actually understand those wounds and heal those financial wounds, now you are opening the floodgates for more money to come. So I'm going to give you 3 steps or 3 concepts that you want to pay attention to as it relates to your finances. The first one I want to talk about, the first step, is to examine. You know, you can't heal a financial wound or deal with a financial wound if you don't face something or face that issue. So we can't heal what we don't face in life. And that same thing goes with relationships. It goes with if you're trying to get a promotion and you're blaming someone else when in fact you need some personal growth on your side or more education. And so in that sense, you cannot get to the next level if you're not willing to face something. So the first thing you want to do is really examine what's going on with your finances. Inquiry is the process of examining. So when you start to inquire about what's going on, now you're starting to examine your financial wounds and what really happened. And so it's a process of examining what happened with an open heart, not with judgment, but just opening your heart and being very honest about what happened. And if you say, well, I have a difficult time expressing that, and it's okay. I talk about journaling a lot on the show, and so you can actually begin by journaling about exactly what occurred or what happened and what emotions were experienced. For example, if you were part of the economic downturn and you lost your house. For some people, that was very traumatic. But what we forget to look at is the fact that there's some lessons in that. Not lessons where you're being punished or anything like that, but there are lessons that you can learn that could actually catapult you to an even higher level than you were on before. And so the object of the game is for you to really examine what is truly going on by looking at what occurred and what emotions did you experience. The key is to be accurate, especially, let's say, about how much money you feel like you lost, how much money you feel like you gave away, whatever the case is. You know, just be accurate about your numbers. Write those down so you can actually see what it is. And you know, don't be afraid of having lost a home or having lost lots of money. Don't be afraid of these things. You know, the key is to have that confidence and courage to say, you know what? What do I need to learn from this? So I'm going to learn it, and now I'm going to come back stronger than ever. Because hey, if you're still here, it's all about doing life with power. And of course, you're still here because you're listening to me talk to you. So anyway, you want to be accurate, especially about the numbers, and be accurate about the facts. If you're angry about something that happened as it relates to money, or you feel foolish about something that you didn't do or something that you should have done or something that was done to you, you know, don't hold back on any anger. If you're upset, or don't hold back on any of that. Any judgment that you felt where you judged the other person harshly, or you felt like someone's judged you harshly, you want to write all of these things down where you judge yourself harshly. Write all of this down because you want to really examine what's going on with you. Then after you've done that, I want you to take a breath and I want you to ask and write this down. What is happening for me mentally, emotionally, practically, and spiritually about this experience right now? What am I learning? Did I learn in terms of money? Did I learn that, hey, I'm kind of on the greedy side, the stingy side, that I am not wise when it comes to how I spend my money? I'm not as frugal as I should be. I'm not as good of a money manager as I could be, or I wish I were. I mean, what is really going on? Be very honest with yourself, because I can assure you, on a mental and emotional level, there are some answers to what's going on with you, because you want to face that. And when you can face it, now you can kind of go to the next step. And the next step, of course, is to embrace. So the first step was to examine, and examining involves inquiring as to what's going on with you mentally, emotionally, practically, and spiritually. Now, spiritually is kind of self-explanatory. Mentally and emotionally is also, but you say, what do you mean practically? In other words, were you practical with your budget, by having a budget? Were you practical in seeking a certified financial planner? Were you practical in any of these different, during this experience, this situation that you went through? How could you have used more wisdom in that situation? So you want to write that down. And once again, this isn't about you beating up you or blaming yourself. Now, before I talk about embrace, I wanted to mention something else. I said that we can't heal what we don't face. And I said, as it relates to your finances, it's very difficult for you to deal with your finances if you're not willing to pay attention to what's going on or what went on in your life as a result of just taking a quick look into the past. And I believe that power is in the present moment. I don't believe in staying in the past, but for the purposes of moving forward, you've got to go and reconcile with your past and then come back into the present moment. Now, let's look at the present moment and pay attention to some more examination or some more inquiry or facing something so that you can get to the next level. So what am I talking about here? What I'm talking about is the fact that you know that the debt is there. Yes, the debt was created by you. Should you feel badly about it? No. Should you be responsible for it and feel responsible for it? Absolutely. So what does that mean? That means that when debt collectors are calling you, you don't stick your head in the sand. You don't run away from it, because it just makes you feel worse. And here's the thing, it attacks your confidence, it attacks your self-esteem, and as a result, it also attacks your level of integrity. And when your level of integrity gets attacked constantly, then your self-esteem and confidence, it goes way down, and you start to believe that you can't achieve on any level. And even when the opportunities present itself for you or themselves for you to, let's say, go to another level or get a grand opportunity, you're not going to notice it because your confidence is not going to be where it is. So you're going to look at things from a very different, let's say, through very different lenses. So you really want to deal with whatever's going on. Face it. I can assure you it's not that bad. You know, bill collectors, they don't bite. And if they bite you, sue them. Okay, or bite them back. Okay, don't bite them back. That's assault. But you can definitely sue them, and you could most likely win. We're going to talk about that on another show. Hey, listen, I've been there, done that with the debt and all of the above. And so when I talk about this, I am coming from a position of authenticity in that I've been there, done that, been through it, know how it feels. And believe me, it does not feel good. But I also know that you can overcome it. And the key to overcoming it is to not stick your head in the sand, not run away from bill collectors, not think that if you ignore all the debt that it's eventually going to go away, because it's not. All right, now let's move on to embrace. So we talked about examine. Now let's talk about embracing. You know, embracing, it's a choice, and you can absolutely do it. So you want to embrace the current emotion. If this isn't, let's say, for example, if you feel guilty about something that you did wrong or something that someone else has done to you, and let's say you fell for it, you feel really guilty about it, guilt is not going to take you to a higher level. Whatever got you in that situation, you're going to have to go to another level to get out of that situation. So the object of the game is to embrace that current emotion, which may be guilt, with profound love. And that's a fact. I'm not being mushy. We're not talking romance here. We're talking about profound love. And if you don't know what love looks like or what it is, go to the Bible, look it up. It's in Corinthians. I want to say it's 1 Corinthians 35th chapter. Don't hold me to that because I don't have it in front of me. But I know it's in Corinthians. And go and look up the definition of love as it is defined on a spiritual level. It's often easiest to do this by, or easiest to overcome something, and to do that by sharing your story with the loving, objective individual, or to share that story, even in your journal, if you're writing it in your journal, that journal is your loving, objective, inanimate object for all intents and purposes. And you can actually rewrite, after you're done through getting through the anger and the guilt, you can actually rewrite the story from a loving, objective point of view, as though you're letting yourself off the hook for being human. You're not judging yourself so harshly and putting yourself in this box as though your ego is convincing you that, hey, how silly, how stupid could you be? But you're not stupid. You're human and you made a mistake. And that's the thing, is in our society, we like to remember things for like years to come. And thanks to the media, I mean, it's like it never, ever goes away. And when that person tries to, you know, pick themselves up and go forward, the media is right there at them again. And so my point is, you don't have to live your life in that manner and fall into that kind of energy where you're constantly feeling guilty. Because you know what? If you hang on to all of these low energies, they eventually turn to anger. And then at some point, they turn into hopelessness and you feel like you can't overcome. But believe me, you can overcome. So you want to come from a position of love. You can erase any low energy by using love, which is the highest form of energy. Now, there are some kind of gurus out there, who self-help gurus, that say that gratitude is the highest form of energy. But the Bible says that God is love. So I'm thinking, you know, God is like the highest you can go. So I'm going to go with love. Okay. So the thing is, though, is that whatever it is you do, however you do it, you write it, you share it with an objective individual, such as a a religious practitioner, a friend, or even a prayer partner, whatever it is you do it from a loving position. Now, here's the thing. You want to share it, but as I said, you also want to write this down. You don't just want to go and talk about it and not write it down, because you really need to see, you know, what happened here. Because here's the beauty of that. When you start to see what kind of went wrong, you're going to see what went right, or you're going to see what it takes to make it right. You're going to see, okay, I went to the left and I should have gone to the right, or went to the right and I should have gone to the left. So now you get to see it. See, it's kind of like looking at a map. When you look at a map, you can kind of see the whole lay of the land. And now you can definitely determine which way not to go again. So that's why you want to take the time to write out what's going on with your financial wounds, if you will. And so after you've done that, you've shared it with someone, and you don't necessarily have to share it with someone, but I would suggest that you do. Why? Because when you can talk about the fact that you had some financial issues, or you kind of got yourself into some financial trouble with that objective individual, not a judgmental person, okay, with that objective individual, when you can do that, now you're coming from a position of love, and you're not coming from your ego. See, the ego tells us we need to keep all of these things a secret, and really that's not how that's like not going to cause you to thrive and go to that next level in life. So it's okay to share it. Now, the fact that you've written it down, one of the things I want you to do, you say, okay, now that I've written it down in my journal, yeah, now I'm going to ask you to mess up your journal. So I probably should have told you this first, that you're going to tear that paper out and you're going to burn that paper and you're going to let it all go. So if you haven't done it already, which most likely because you're listening to the show, you haven't done it. And if you're like me, I don't like tearing pages out of my journal, but I have. I don't tear like lots of pages, but when I went through my financial issue, yeah, I actually wrote it in my journal, and I also wrote it on legal size, a yellow legal size paper, and I burned the legal size paper, but then I realized, you know what, this thing is still lingering around in my journal, so I tore that page out and I burned that also. So you want to burn that paper and let it go. Now ask yourself, what if any protection or payoff was I unconsciously getting by keeping the emotion of this story in place? Is there a payoff for doing this? Yeah, the payoff is that you're staying where you've always been, or where you've been for the last however many years. You're staying in Brokeville, and you don't want to stay there anymore. You want to go to the wealthy side of life, because I don't care what anybody says. I sound like I'm picking on the politicians. But, you know, I had a revelation the other day, and I'm just going to say it, and we're going to talk about this on another show. I just decided to put the political stuff on the back burner for a reason. But I find that politicians are so negative, and they always come from a position of shortage, and that there isn't enough. And if you go to the Bible, you're not going to find that there's not enough. You're not going to find that there's always that kind of struggle. Politicians are always putting each other down. They're always very negative. They're always kind of airing each other's dirty laundry on both sides, Republican and Democratic. And the Bible says, and that's a form of strife. And so the Bible says, where there is strife, there's every evil works. Yet people are so wrapped up in these politicians. Now, I'm not judging them one way or the other, but what I'm saying is, hey, I didn't write the scripture, but it stands. But so what I'm saying to you is that at some point you want to make the best decisions for your own life and stop waiting to see what's going to happen in Washington or what's going to go on with that. Now, some people are in jobs that are regulated, government regulated jobs, and I get that. So you have to do what you have to do in that respect, but that still doesn't mean that you ever have to kind of tie your future to the outcome of what's going to happen in the political arena. Unless, of course, you're a politician. Whole nother thing. But anyway, I want you to decide what payoff are you unconsciously getting by keeping the emotion of your financial wounds, keeping that alive, always being mad at somebody who owes your money, always, you know, what are you getting for that? Always being upset with someone who, the mortgage company that took your house, and I'm never buying a house again. From now on, I'm going to rent. So let me get this straight. You're going to rent. It's kind of like flushing your money down the toilet a little bit, and all right, a lot. I'm being polite. I mean, I'm a haven't been in real estate, you know, I know that's not the best route to go. And so the thing is that when you own your house, eventually it can become an asset. But it's all about you using wisdom with it the next time. It's not about totally giving up and letting everybody convince you that you need to rent. There's this commercial that comes on television that talks about renting. And I find that to be an annoying commercial where they're telling you how great it is to rent and how awesome it is because you don't have any responsibilities. You're an adult. That's why you're an adult, because you're supposed to have responsibilities. You're supposed to be responsible to yourself. And if you have children, you're supposed to show them how to establish wealth. You know, the Bible tells us to choose life or choose death. Part of choosing life is choosing to have wealth. And you cannot do that if you're not willing to heal your financial wounds or deal with any of the financial wounds that you're going through, and you're just keeping them alive. So if you're ready, then I want you to commit to saying, okay, today I'm going to write out my story. And then the next thing, I want you to commit to the fact that you're perhaps going to share it with an objective individual, okay? And then after you've done all that, when you're ready, say out loud to yourself, I'm willing to be free of this past because I am loved in the presence of the divine. See, God loves you no matter what. No matter what you've done, except for blasphemy, he still loves you. It's just they got some different rules there. So the thing is, though, but as far as whatever mistakes you've made financially, do not allow that to make you gun shy about stepping back into the let's say, the arena of wealth. Get back out there. Get in there. Because, listen, I can tell you, you don't want to leave a legacy of nothing but rent and owning absolutely nothing. And now your children, they've got to fend for themselves. They've got to figure it out. And if some of you are listening to this to say, well, my kids never call me, so they're on their own and I'm not leaving them anything. Well, I'm just going to be upfront with you. Hey, somebody raised those kids to have that attitude. I'm not saying who. But they were raised to have that attitude. And if they don't call you for whatever reason, hey, love is an unconditional thing. That doesn't mean that you stop loving them. Are they right for doing that? No, they are not. But I can tell you one thing, sending them that kind of energy is not going to bring about any changes. And it's not going to help them learn how to not have financial struggle for the rest of their life. So the thing is, you want to get beyond it, because it's not just about you. And if you say, well, I don't have any children, it still isn't just about you. If you're in this country, then, you know, we all need to do our very best to get to where it is we need to be financially. And that way we're not buying into every little lame story that some politician tells us, and we can take control of our own financial futures. So we've talked about examine. We've talked about embracing our embrace. And now the final one is express. What do you want? Express what it is you want. Don't be afraid. You know, without acknowledging the upsetting emotions of perhaps a money path or your money path, affirmations or visualizations about a wealthy life, those things are going to feel hollow. So first, you know, as I said, examine and embrace. So you want to acknowledge whatever emotions that you've gone through. That way, when you're doing your affirmations and your visualizations about what you want and how wealthy you want your life to be, you're actually going to feel more fruitful as opposed to hollow. When we feel fruitful, we're putting out fruitful energy. When you put out that kind of energy, now what you're doing is calling those things that be not as though they were. That's what you're doing. So now that you've worked through the examining part and the embracing part, you're poised for deliberately creating or co-creating, I should say, what you want. Deliberately co-creating your financial experience in partnership, of course, with God, because he's already put the best here for you. It's up to you to really have that discipline and do what it takes to get to where it is you want to be. And so what you want to do is you want to affirm a new financial reality for yourself based on having gone through these steps. And once you've affirmed that, then you really want to be open to receiving. I know people who think it's honorable to turn down blessings. It's not, because here's what's happening. When you turn down a blessing, Okay, you're not going to get a blessing, but you're also preventing that other person just for a moment, that moment in time, from getting their blessing, from allowing their flow to take place. If somebody wants to bless you with something, let them. Stop judging everything. Okay, be open to receiving, especially if it's something that you really need. Because if you need it, obviously your mind has been on it. And if the opportunity presents itself, and I'm not telling you to sell your soul, that's a whole different ballgame. What I'm saying is that the protection, your financial protection, it's there for you. But it's up to you to have the wisdom to do what it is you need to do to get what it is you need to get and what it is you want to get. So the thing about that is express it. What do you really want? Be honest with yourself. I mean, right now, if someone walked up to you right now, and I want you to answer this question out loud. If someone walked up to you right now and they say, you know what, how much money would it take for you to be able to pay your bills and to live the dream life you've always wanted to live? Do you know the answer to that question? Listen, if you don't know the answer to that question, then you know what you're saying? What you're saying is, I don't believe it can happen. I don't believe that I can have my dream life. It's just a fantasy. And that's why I've never taken the time to design anything or to plan anything, because I don't think it can happen. And so what I want you to do right now is I want you to commit to doing this exercise, going through these three steps. And when you get to the third step, express, I want you to write down exactly what it is you want. Don't worry about how you're going to get it, but I want you to write down exactly what it is you want. If you've always wanted to be a millionaire, I want you to write it down. Don't be afraid. I mean, I want you to just open up and just let it flow. That's a great feeling. And see, who's it hurting when you do that? No one. And if you say, well, if I open up and then I don't get it, then I'll be disappointed. Get over it. You're going to be disappointed anyway. Okay, so it's better to feel good for that moment, okay, and then have a little disappointment, than to be disappointed every single day because you're going through financial struggle because you're not dealing with your financial wounds. So I would say kind of get over it and say, you know what, I am ready to step into my best and greatest financial life. And I'm not going to do anything that will hold me back. And all of these financial wounds, whatever I went through, if I got a divorce and I had to give her half or I had to give him half, if I had to sell the house that I thought I was so in love with because of a divorce, because I couldn't keep it up, oh no, I don't want to go through that pain again. Oh my goodness, you're going through pain anyway. But here's the thing. The key is when you actually deal with these financial wounds, all of a sudden you heal. Now you might have a scar, but once it becomes a scar, you know, scars don't hurt. So you'll have perhaps have the scar. And in time, you won't even notice the scar. You know, I have a scar on my knee that I got from climbing a fence. I think I was like 8 years old, 8 or 9 years old. I climbed a barbed wire fence, and I grew up on my parents' farm with my brothers, and we used to climb that fence often. Well, that day I was in a hurry, and the barbed wire, it snagged my knee, and so I made a big gash. And so I have a scar to this day. Do I even notice that scar? It's still there, but I will notice it now because I'm talking about it. But I don't even notice it. I don't even think about it. I don't even feel it. And so my point is, yeah, it was painful back then, but it's not painful now. So you may have some scars, but what will happen is that if you make that commitment that you're going to open up and you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to open up to receive my very best in this life. And I'm going to heal these financial wounds. And hey, I don't care if she took half my money. I'm not going to whine and complain about that. I'm not going to let that stop me from having the best life possible. And I'm going to go. And not only am I going to earn that half back, but I'm going to earn that and then some. See, that's the beauty of it. When you understand how powerful you are as a human being, believe me, you know, yeah, did it hurt to lose some money or to go through some financial challenges? Yeah, it doesn't feel good. But when you understand how powerful you are, hey, you heal fast and you get to where it is. And before you know it, you'll be doing life with power. Hey, that's all I have for you guys today on this Financial Friday. Next week, things should be back to kind of a little more normalcy, and I'll have a lot more information for you and perhaps some more free giveaways and things of that nature for you, and contests that you can enter where you can actually win some cash. As you know, I was out of town and I was kind of caught in the flood in South Carolina. That's where I was. And I didn't want to go another week without giving you guys some brand new information because we have to keep moving forward. And because we're in the final countdown for this year. And so it's important that we keep moving forward so that you do achieve some major goals and that I get to where we're teaching you about how to earn passive income. And we're talking about the different areas of in which you can earn passive income. And I wanted to share that information with you this year in case you want to make it a part of your goals for next year, or in case you want to get started on it right away and see if you can get you some money for Christmas. Speaking of which, go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Get signed up for the Simple Money Making books. I'm going to be putting out those books. They're going to be absolutely free to you guys. Also, you want to download the first one that I have there, which is How to Earn $3,000 in 90 days. Now, you can actually earn $3,000 in less than 90 days. You can do it in a month. You can do it in 2 weeks. It all depends on you and your learning curve. But to be on the safe side, I put 90 days, and that's the name of the book. It's absolutely free. You can go and get it, download it, and read it, take action, and let me know how it works out for you. Send me some emails, and or you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com and send us a voicemail. Let me know how it's working. Please ask us your questions about your finances, about your health, about how to cultivate relationships. Ask us any question that you'd like, because I've got a resource of people that I can tap into that would be more than happy to answer your question so that you can end up doing life with power, or start doing life with power. And we want to build this Power Up Nation. I changed the name of my company to Power Up Nation because we want to get 1 million people doing life with power and being excited about getting up every single day and making the decisions that will help them to have their best life possible, live that dream life. And not only that, we want those 1 million people to pass that information on and to help someone else to be their very best. Hey, you guys have an amazing weekend. We'll be back next week with more, and it's going to be super exciting. I promise you that.